Let's be real, most of what you've been told about body language is outdated, oversimplified, which is plain wrong. There's a lot of advice out there, but very little of it is based on how humans actually behave. And if you're trying to look confident by copying what someone demonstrated in a TED talk, chances are it's doing more harm than good. Most speaker training has a narrow, analytical, and I'd argue superficial view of body language. I've heard all sorts of rot, like crossing your arms means you're closed off, widening your legs makes you feel more confident, and I've also had to bite my tongue while watching one young and inexperienced coach arrogantly proclaim that if you hold your hands like this, people will trust you more. Why? Because a TEDx speaker once said CEOs do it in meetings. So what? Just because people tend to do something habitually doesn't mean it builds trust. That's correlation, not causation. It's cargo cult science.
All right.
Here's the truth. Body language is ancient. We were communicated long before we had language. In more dangerous times, the wrong signal could get you killed. So we evolved to read behaviour instinctively, especially the stuff people try to hide. And this is where it gets interesting. Chase Hughes, an actual behavioural scientist, wrote a book called The 6-Minute X-Ray. In it, he explains how the most revealing body language isn't what we show, it's what we subconsciously try to suppress. When we speak in public, what people really pick up on is the tension, the stiffness, the conflict, the fidgeting, the avoidance, the micro-movements that say, I don't want to be here! And no power pose in the world is going to fix that. Let's rewind 2,000 years. The ancient Greeks and Romans were master orators, and yes, they used big gestures. They also had incredibly powerful voices, but the audience sizes back then were enormous. Most of the crowd couldn't hear them. So those gestures became like a visual shorthand, a tool to help the message land without words. No microphones, no amplification, but now, venues use amplification. We have microphones, cameras, and even mobile devices as our audience. Like you. So if we were to adopt the same kind of gestures as what was needed back then, we would come across as robotic or fake. So what can we actually focus on instead? Let's get practical. Here's three things that still matter instinctively, physically, and socially. Keep your hands visible. Doesn't matter what you do with them, just don't let them disappear. And I'm talking about in person, okay? When our hands vanish for too long, the primal brain sees it as a threat or a secret. It just wigs us out. What are they doing with their hands? They got a sword behind their back. Also, watch your feet. Feet reveal intention. In social settings, if someone's feet point away, they probably want to leave. When you're comfortable, your feet naturally face the audience or the people you're speaking to. They help anchor your energy, and unconsciously, we all know it. And third, stop touching your face. Oh, constant face touching screams discomfort. I do it all the time. It's my biggest issue as a public speaker. It can suggest lying, hiding, insecurity, or even anxiety. Move your hands as much as you like. Hold them, fold them. Maybe not over the genitalia. Looks a bit suspect, right? Just don't ever let me catch you doing this. Okay. Most body language advice is based on what to show, but great communication starts with how you feel. If your internal state is relaxed, focused, and present, your body will follow and your voice will connect. You don't need to perform. You just need to stop pretending. The last thing I want for you is to be conscious about what your body language is doing. I want you to be free. Stop showing your conflict. And that freedom comes from being comfortable in your own skin, clear on what you are saying, and knowledgeable enough to allow your authority to do the talking, not your hands. If that sounds like an action plan you can get involved with, this video here will run you through the steps you can take to unlock your inner confidence and stop being self-conscious when you present yourself. Why am I telling you off? I don't know. But this will do some good things for you, I swear. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two.